And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, September 27th, 2016. It was on this date, 1825, the first steam-powered passenger railway began service in England. Train went from Shildon to Stockton, preceded by a man on horseback carrying a banner that read Periculum Privatum Utilitas Publica, the private danger is the public good. About 600 people aboard, most of them riding in open coal cars, the dignitaries in a passenger coach. The inventor of the steam engine, George Stephenson, rode on the footplate. A brass band boarded the train at Yarm to complete the journey. It's the birthday of Jack Kerouac's girlfriend, Joyce Johnson, born New York City, 1935. She wrote a book about it, Minor Characters, A Young Woman's Coming of Age in the Beat Orbit of Jack Kerouac. She wrote, artists are nourished more by each other than by fame or by the public. To give one's work to the world is an experience of peculiar emptiness. The work goes away from the artist into a void, like a message stuck into a bottle and flung into the sea. It's the birthday of the Scottish novelist Irvine Welsh, born Edinburgh, 1957, best known for his novel Trainspotting, about a group of heroin addicts in Edinburgh. He was a high school dropout, TV repairman, moved to London, be part of the punk rock scene, got addicted to heroin, then he quit drugs, cold turkey. He fell off the top deck of a London bus, got a nice cash settlement, used it to buy up property, fix it up and sell it at a profit, moved back to Edinburgh, got his MBA, started writing about his teenage years. He got an agent and out came Trainspotting, a violent, strange, crude book written in a combination of standard English and Scots dialect. It was nominated for the Booker Prize, but two judges objected to the violence and it was withdrawn from the list. He was asked why his books are so violent. Irvine Welsh said, well, everyone that writes has their own area of inquiry, and mine has always been kind of, why is it that when life can be so hard and difficult, we compound it by self-sabotage, doing terrible things? That's always been my main area of inquiry, and it does lead you to dark places. Here's a poem for today by Carrie Shippers, Dispatch. This is not an emergency, I say, when Mom picks up. She answers, hold on, we're getting a page. Two electronic tones, the call numbers that follow. As a teenager, I listened to the police scanner in our kitchen, taught myself the radio codes that told me where she was, what she was putting right. Today, I wait without hearing anything I understand. She's used to waiting for calls to come in, units to go out, her shift to end. She says she doesn't miss the ambulance, hefting cots and equipment, the urgent drives. As a dispatcher, she gets to stay inside, wear her own clothes, go home unbloodied. On the night shift, she reads cookbooks and crime novels next to her keyboard, wanting and not wanting something to happen. Mornings at my desk, I imagine her voice sending sirens exactly where they're needed. Dispatch, poem by Carrie Shippers from Family Resemblances, published by University of New Mexico Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity with a 10-minute fit test to calculate baseline scores and training programs with 50 challenging brain games. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by TIAA, whether it's investing, advice, banking, or retirement, TIAA is committed to helping those who do good do well. Learn more at TIAA.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.